Artists at Western Carolina University and a historic 20th century house might be an odd combination, but they share a common goal. Here's how this unlikely duo is helping to build a community. Holding on to memories of what Appalachia used to look like can take many forms. This collection of artists, preservationists, and oral historians are all working to protect those memories, each in different ways. The Appalachian Women's Museum is located in the over 100-year-old Monteith Farmstead in Dillsboro. President Sharon Sullivan says students, retirees, and visitors are all interested in learning from the region's history for different reasons.
I don't know that there's one answer, but I think it's a positive thing. It provides a place not just for visitors to come, but for local folks to come and sit and listen to the stream that runs behind here.
The nonprofit has been working since 2004 to restore the property. The beginning of this year, Dillsboro gave them the deed to the house for $10. Sullivan says they want to develop more partnerships with organizations across the region. In the last 14 years, they've focused on the house, which recently had heat installed for the first time.
Time is really right for us to move past just the house and focus on programming.
One such partnership is with LiveLab, an artist collective organization and class at Western Carolina University run by sculpture professor Morgan Kelly. The organization received funding to work on an oral history project with the Women's Museum. Right now, they're collecting stories from across the region. Mo Kessler is one of the members of LiveLab and a master's art student at Western Carolina. Their art is influenced by their identity as a Kentuckian and a community organizer.
So often the story of Appalachia is either not told or it's told through stereotypes and caricatures. So we just wanted to flip it on its head and say, like, you know, how could we sort of push back on this narrative, push back on the monolithic idea of Appalachia?
LiveLab is also waiting on a second grant to build an installation on the museum property where visitors can listen and share stories. Kessler says that community building is a part of art and storytelling.
Somebody's going to say something about a grandma that's going to remind you of your grandma, and you're going to have, you know, this connection where you didn't otherwise.
The group also organized a panel to bring together preservationists to talk about the unseen women of Appalachia. T.J. Smith, the executive director at Foxfire in Rabun County, Georgia, attended to share some of the stories of Appalachian women that have been collected at their legendary organization.
It's important to build these kinds of relationships and build this kind of network in Appalachia. A lot of us are doing similar work, and you know, it's always strength in numbers.
In the 1960s, Foxfire launched a group of high school students talking to mostly their neighbors and grandparents about their Appalachian traditions. It's grown into an internationally recognized publication, says Smith. Foxfire Play on Broadway was inspired by Macon County woman, Ari Carpenter.
And the only reason why that happened is because this individual took the initiative to go and record her. She was, you know, just somebody in the community, and those kinds of stories are everywhere.
All three groups are working to preserve stories that might not be heard otherwise. Smith adds that uplifting the stories of diverse groups in Appalachia will also help break down the stereotypes of the region.
They have value, they have things to add, but then there's this larger overarching American media homogeny where that's not what's being broadcast. And so it's conflicting. On the community level, if we can raise that up and raise the visibility of that work up, I think that could eventually overtake sort of the larger worldview or national view of it. I think, you know, this culture is important, and our ability to preserve that is just giving future generations the opportunities to pick up those torches again and carry them forward.
LiveLab will also find out they received additional funding to work with the Appalachian Women's Museum in May. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.